Welcome to a new season of Beautiful Chaos. I'm Erin Clark, and I'm so thankful that you are joining me on this unedited, unscripted adventure where I just talk about things of life, the good, the bad, and the beautiful. So thank you for joining me today as we talk about New Year, same me. Five ways on how we can create a peaceful home. Hello, friend. This is Erin Clark. I'd love to say it's a new year, new me, but who are we kidding? It is the same old me. An inconsistent dreamer that has about two business ideas a day, has 50 things on a go at all times, chauffeur of three, and yet all I really yearn for is just a simple life, right? I think we all kind of are leaning towards that. In the chaos of the world and everything that's going on, we're all just kind of like pining after simplistic things of life. And I think that's why homesteading and all of that sourdough bread is all coming back again this season, because we're thriving for it. We're yearning for this simplicity of life. I thrive on routine, and a peaceful home helps me give me that. You've probably heard me say before that as moms and wives that we set the thermostat for our home, right? So if you go to a thermometer, it just tells you the temperature. Oh, it's 80 degrees. But a thermostat, it actually dials in and determines the temperature of a room. And that's what we are as moms. We determine the temperature of our home. And I believe we are at the source of what brings peace to our home. And I know there's so many circumstances, and your home life is not going to look the same as my home life. You might live in a chaotic home that is beyond your control. But I'm talking about the things in a typical home, just a typical functioning home, how we are able to just set this thermostat in our home to create a peaceful atmosphere. So after uprooting our life and moving to a new country last year, I had created just this beautiful rhythm. I'd wake up early, I'd have quiet time with the Lord, and then I'd go and I'd work out and get my sweat on every single day. I was determined that every day I was like, you can sweat for 30 minutes. And I did, and I loved it, and it was just like so fulfilling. And I'd have my morning coffee even before the girls came up, and then we would officially start our day. It was life-giving to me. And then what happened is when you move to a new country, you're kind of living off endorphins for a while, and then the realities of life kind of hit you. And I started getting paperwork upon paperwork stacked up on decisions we needed to make and financial things and health things and all of this stuff. And I became so overwhelmed. Like within my body, I just started feeling so chaotic and so stressed all the time. But we just kept going, and I was surviving, and I was still, I think, thriving within our home. But then there's always this tipping point. And for us, the tipping point was we got a new puppy. And even though we all committed as a family to this puppy, yeah, you know, it has appeared that my life was actually the only one that's been disrupted in this new puppy life. All of a sudden, gone were these quiet moments with the Lord. And then getting my sweat on the Peloton was just a thing of the past. It's funny too, when you're in the rhythm of like working out every day, you just like, you kind of become judgy within your own mind. And you're like, every day I'd work out and I'd be like, I can't believe people don't do this every day. Like, it's so good for you. I can't even believe that people, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And you're like, oh, okay. Yep. Now I'm back. So instead of these quiet moments and things that were filling me up, I was doing potty breaks and feeding and trying to keep the dogs from killing each other and stopping the puppy from eating my couch, which was not successful. Two couches, in fact, were not successful. More potty breaks and then bringing them in from the potty breaks and then cleaning up the accidents from that. And then the cycle just continued. You get the picture. A disruption of routine. And then what happens is this disruption of routine flows into a disruption of peace. And then, of course, the chaos of Christmas season was upon us. Disruptions in the home can easily happen. And you might be in a season of your life. It might not look like my season. You might not have a new puppy or moved to a different country, but you might have a new baby. Just the actual like seasons changing. Maybe there's financial or relational struggles. It's inevitable that we're all going to have them, even though we all are thrown into a tizzy whenever we do have struggles. We weren't guaranteed an easy road. And unless you're listening to this as like an AI robot, which I'm sure there's some of those out there, you're going through a struggle or you've been through a struggle and you've been through a disruption. So these are five ways that I bring peace to my soul, my home, my family. And so when my compass goes off track, which it will, remember, we're not robots, we're humans. It is going to go off track. We can have like the compass to like recalibrate us back on track. And it's always worth it to just take that step back. And whether it's because it's a new year that you're like, okay, I'm ready for this. But based on the way that I am, this isn't just a January thing for me. I have to constantly and consistently recalibrate my compass to ensure that our family is going the right direction. And so one of the ways that we do this is by establishing routines. So as a family, like establish daily routines that help. This helps your kids, yourself, your spouse have a sense of order and predictability. It helps us to reduce stress and contribute to the peace of our home. Be so cautious. You're in this new season where you can reevaluate, okay, what is coming up ahead? And be cautious of the overscheduling. Pull back on any extracurricular activities if it's adding undue stress to the family. We live such busy lives, and so we need to be extra cautious in order to guard our family time. And this is often countercultural. We just had to make a decision recently where our girls weren't going to be involved in something. And it was hard because they knew that by not being a part of it, that they would miss out on social interactions and connection. They'd feel left out. They wouldn't be a part of something. But we also knew as a family that we just had so much going on in this season that adding that could be a tipping point that we wouldn't be able to get back the quality time. So are you taking on too much? Ask yourselves these questions. Are you prioritizing your values and vision for your family? Do you even have a vision for your family? Maybe that's the place to start. Come up with like, what are the values that our family has? What's the vision for our future? These are the things, I've talked about this in the past and you can go back to some of my old podcasts, but what are the things, like the character traits that you want to instill in your kids? Where does your family see themselves 5, 10, 15 years from now? And then you have this place to start that you can work back from. I believe that this is the core thing that needs to happen and be reevaluated. This is the collaboration. This is that re-collaboration. It's bringing you back to the center of, okay, this is the vision for our family and this is where we're going from here. And then on a practical side, we need to start thinking about like decluttering and organizing our homes. And this I don't have to go into great detail on this because if you're on any kind of social media, this is the season where every person that has tried to sell you stuff through their Amazon affiliate accounts all year are all of a sudden telling you that you need to organize your home. And I'm like, dude, you're the problem. Like, maybe it's even to that extent where you need to stop following certain accounts for this season, where you're always tempted into the new gadget and the new things. It steals our peace and it steals our joy when we're constantly having to reorganize and re-figure out, declutter our home. I am even just recently, my daughter's almost 13, and she just will get to her room to a certain point where it's just so extremely overwhelming. And so one day she was going out with her friend and I'm like, hey, I got nothing on today. Are you good if I just go through your room and your clothes? And she's like, oh my goodness, that would be so helpful. And what's great about that, it's kind of selfish that I do it because she's not there. She doesn't even remember the things that I declutter and get rid of in those moments. We need to be doing this constantly and then stop with the bringing stuff in. Within the home, integrate natural elements like plants and sunlight and fresh air. I inevitably kill every single plant, but I keep trying. I keep trying because I know how like life-giving they are to see them. Be mindful of the decor that you have in your home. Don't get caught up in what Pinterest tells you you should do. What brings you joy? Like, what brings you personal meaning and just makes you feel like, oh, I like it here. Like, this is my home. I'm always tweaking. Right after Christmas, once we took down our Christmas decor, the whole house got switched. I made a rule within myself where I was like, hey, you have to utilize this stuff in the home, but you can go at it and you can rearrange and you can figure out how everything is best suited. And we all just feel at peace. We're like, oh, this is nice. I'm big on the surroundings where we always have candles lit. On Amazon, not to be that person, I'm not making any money off of your Amazon purchase. So I found these tapered candlesticks that are battery operated. And there's like a remote control that I can turn them on. I can set them to a timer and they're on all day in this season. I don't have to worry about fires and they're so beautiful and just bring the serenity to our space. I always have some kind of music flowing in the background. I love jazz and spa music and worship music and everything that just kind of, it builds these peaceful feelings within our home. And music is so tied to our memories and our connection. I want my home to be a place where all the senses will remind our kids of home and the safety and the beauty that was brought within that. And then open communication. A thing that to me brings great peace to a home is fostering open communication with all family members. No matter how young, no matter how old, having clear communication just helps prevent misunderstandings and it promotes just a harmonious living space. Have weekly meetings to update the calendar. Like, how much stress and how much are you thrown into a tizzy when all of a sudden last minute people are like, oh my goodness, I totally forgot I needed this for school. Oh my goodness, I totally forgot I have an appointment today. And you're like, oh, I had plans. And it throws that out of whack. But if at the beginning of the week, we can sit down as a family and we can prioritize what is happening each day that week, of course, things are going to come up. Of course, a kid's inevitably going to get sick or what have you. But when we can somewhat plan for that, it automatically brings down the stress level in the home. Ask each other, what are you excited about for the week ahead? We often do this as just individually. Mark and I'll call one girl out at a time and we'll talk through these things. What is bringing you the most stress as we're coming into a new week? How has God been working in your life? How can we pray for one another this week? Part of that peace, the main source of peace, is the relationship with Jesus Christ. And so when we don't prioritize spending time with him as our source of strength, then we're missing out. We're missing out on that true peace. And so the number one thing, if you don't take nothing else from this, it would be to spend time with the Lord. Read your Bible. Listen to worship music. Pray. Have like specified times when you're doing that, but then throughout the day, just have a constant dialogue going with the Lord. Teach our kids to do this. Make church services and youth group, make those a priority for your family to recalibrate, to regroup, and to just continue on the path set before us. I'm so excited for this season ahead. I'm so excited for you and what's going on ahead in your life. And my prayer for you today is that you're able to find that peace within your soul and then within your mind, within your heart, and that it'll just be outflowing. That you'll be such a source of peace that it'll start to just spread like wildfire throughout your family, throughout your children, throughout your husband, throughout your neighborhood, and that together that people will see a difference in who we are.